Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sarpent County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday. That's today on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO. Welcome to the Real Estate Hour. I've been doing this for over 20 years here exclusively in Sonoma County. Been licensed since 1978, which means I'm really old, and I'm working. So,
Well, you know it's Sunday, so that's a good thing.
You know it's Sunday. Thank gosh. Yes, we're on this side of the green grass. I had some ash on my hood of my car today, so fire, I guess, in Lake County is kind of growing, huh, Joe?
No, actually, they have the control on Lake County. There is another fire that...
Oh, another fire?
Yeah, another fire that popped up yesterday afternoon. It's in Yolo County. And in overnight, it went up to 16,500 acres. And it hasn't even been going for more than, I think, 12 hours. About
that wind we had, yeah. It was blowing yesterday.
And we saw the smoke from it last night. And if you get your Nixle alert still...
Yeah.
They were going off the wall yesterday, and they just wanted to warn people that it's not a threat to here as of yet. We're starting to get clear now, and we'll probably see some smoke in the air this morning and as the day goes on.
I'm trying to think. So Yolo County is?
North of Sacramento.
Okay, it's way up there.
Well, it's...
Yeah, but it kind of...
Actually,
yeah.
It starts in Sacramento.
You but know, doesn't it come over to Lake County? Does it Yolo come over to Lake County?
Yeah, it might be. I'll do a little Google search to double check.
Yeah, let's see where Yolo is.
16,500 acres in 12 hours, 15 hours. Yeah. That's pretty big.
Well, the wind was blowing up there. I mean, over there in the valley, it does blow through. Yeah, I had ash on my hood of my car today, and when we came back from... the river yesterday, we could see a smoky cloud in the valley. So just be aware of it. Today's going to be hopefully a lot cooler. I mean, yesterday was supposed to be really, really hot, but it didn't really get that hot.
That was weird.
Huh?
You know, that was weird because, you know, my phone.
Was that weird?
Well, you know, my phone.
Yeah.
It does hour by hour.
Yeah.
And my phone for Santa Rosa said the high would be 89 at 2 o'clock. So it started out hot, but then it started going down at 3, 4,
and
I thought, wow. And then I looked at Cloverdale.
Good old Cloverdale. 120.
Well, the high yesterday was around 108, and it kept going up from 2 to 3 to 4.
Well,
so Santa Rosa had about a one-hour heat wave. That
yeah, we
was
did.
About it.
Yeah, no, I know. I got up really early because I was trying to prep a couple of listings for open house today, which I'm having. And I got up like at 6:30 and ran up and did some work on these properties and just wanted to make them look really nice and fresh and clean for everybody because we have two today and I'm only one person. So I have an able assistant. She's called my wife. She actually is going to be a hostess and with the mostess, by the way. And she's going to be up at the property I have on Briarfield Court. And if you look in the PD, we were supposed to have a photo of the one on Hexham, but it's right under Santa Rosa Northeast. You see this little dinky little ad, which is not what I wanted. I had put a photo in there, and I didn't get it put up in the PD. That's the one I have over on Hexham, 1120 Hexham Avenue. I will be there today myself, the 1 to 4. And then the open house we have on Briarfield, which does have a photo, and that's $1,295,000, 2,700 square feet, four-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath. It's all single level, all usable half-acre lot. My wife will be there just acting as a host, which means that she can't really answer any of your questions relating to the property. But we have flyers there that explains everything. And if you have any questions, she will direct you to my phone number. She will be there today, 1 to 4. It's just that, you know, we're getting a lot of listings and we're just not – we need more, you know, people to help us out, which we are desperately seeking – a licensed assistant right now. So if you know of anybody who wants to work for me, give me a call. Then the one on Hexham, 1120 Hexham, that's about 2,300 square feet. Mid-century meets California bungalow. It's the coolest house. Come out and see me. I'll be there. And that's up just off of Franklin Park, above Franklin Park. You can take Crest, and then you hit Evelyn and Danbeck and Evelyn, and then you'll run into Hexham. Pretty easy to find. That's 765, and I'll be there today 1 to 4 o'clock. So a couple of open houses for you. The mid-level price point and then the upper-end price point. I ran the numbers. Today is the first. Happy July, by the way, Joe.
Thank you.
God, it's July already. We just started. I mean, yeah. It's just like here we are, the seventh of month, right?
I have this one station that I really like a lot, and I watch it. But
of course you do. It's called KSRO.
Well, TV station.
Oh,
okay,
TV station.
I should be more
specific.
Besides the sports stations.
Yes.
But there's this one station. They have all the old detective shows. But in July, they have Christmas in July, so they have a month worth of Christmas movies.
All right.
Yeah.
The Christmas Story, my favorite movie.
That's not one of them.
What? How can that not be on there? The best Christmas movie ever.
Would you want to do a Christmas in July?
No.
Christmas story.
I can't. It's like watching football in the summertime. You know, you can't. It's not a thing. You know, I mean. I can't do it. I sit there, you know, and I think there's the NFL channel or something, and I'm going, okay, I can watch this old game, but it's like July 4th. I can't do it. You know, it's a fall thing for me.
It's baseball.
Baseball is the summer. I mean, it's pretty darn obvious what goes on around here, you know. Summertime, it's baseball. Fall, it's winter. It's football. And then the NBA for the entire rest of the year. I mean, it's... NBA's a long, and then the World Cup. Are you into the World Cup at all?
No, not really.
I mean, how did the USA not get in? I mean, every country in the world had somebody in there except for us.
Yeah.
I mean, these countries, you go, what country is that?
Yeah.
And they have a soccer team, and we don't have.
What a break. They're not hosting it.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah. Come in here and take all of our food and don't let us eat anything, you know. Yeah. But it's in Russia. But, my gosh. And Trump's going to be there, and he's going to watch a soccer game. He doesn't have the attention span to watch a soccer game.
Neither do I.
I just can't. You know, to me, it's just like 1-0 scores. You're like, sorry. You know, I just, a bunch of guys running around, you know, he's just. I don't get it.
And we should say this is the views of us and not KSRO.
Of course it's not. But nobody cares. But nobody.
I got friends who follow it.
Oh, it's.
Oh,
I mean,
it's a
this
big
is.
Deal.
I mean, we
it's
were. I was. Deal. I was in France. I don't know how many years ago, and France had gotten into the quarterfinals, and you thought it was VE Day. You thought it was like liberation of France from Germany. There were people in the streets, and this is just getting into the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
I mean, they go absolutely crazy with the World Cup. I mean, it's like they say, the World Cup. Yeah. We can talk about the World Series? No. If we truly had a World Series baseball, we would have Japan playing the United States, and that would be some very competitive
Give
baseball.
Give
it time. it might just end up going there. Yeah. Okay, so two open houses today. Like I said before, 1120 Hexham Avenue. Price is $765. Three-bedroom, two-bath, 2,300 square feet. Really well-priced in a great area in the northeast area. And then also the property we have at Briarfield, 1560 Briarfield Place, which is up off of Los Olivos, Brush Creek Road to Los Olivos to Briarfield. It's $1,295,000, four-bedroom. 2.5 bath, about 2,700 square feet, all single level and all usable single level lot. I mean, not a slopey lot. It's nice and flat and usable, and 3-car garage. Really a neat property. My wife will be there, like I said, from 1 to 4. She is a hostess with the mostess, and she can not really answer any of your questions. So if you have any questions, just call me. And she will give you my card, and you can say, call Mike, and he'll answer any questions for you. So hopefully we'll see you guys today. Or come on by to say howdy. we'd appreciate it. So we're going to take a break, come back, and talk about, you know, here we are with another month, so we have the sales for June. And I'm just going to just, you know, do a cursory look at them because obviously, you know, when the month changeover happens during a weekend, we're not getting a lot of sales, and there'll be a lot of sales probably reported Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So next Sunday will be the real numbers, okay? So give us a call if you want. I think the phone is ringing, Joe. 636-1350 is the call-in number. 636-1350, right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Dylan Brody.
You eat a pot brownie and 40 minutes later you have the munchies.
Right.
And there's a bunch of brownies. Then you're just into a spiral of increasing stonedness for the remainder of the 80s.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour, mornings on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It's the Real Estate Hour. And just to remind you once again that 1120 Hexham Avenue is up off of basically the way to get there is you can either go probably Crest Avenue, which is just off of Lewis Road, and I think it runs into Danbeck, and then Danbeck to Evelyn, and then Hexham. Google it, you guys, okay? You can all do that. And then the other one is 1560 Briarfield. And that's going to also run to 4 o'clock, and that's going to be up off of Los Olivos Road, which is off of Brush Creek. So pretty easy to find them, okay? So hopefully that we'll see you guys soon. So the inventory is starting to creep up, which is nice. You know, we like that. Gives you more choice. You know, it's shot up quite substantially in the last, you know, 3 to 4 weeks. You know, we were down, gosh, low, like 680, 700 listings, and now we're up just over 1,000. So we have 1,004. And the really interesting thing about it is that, you know, when you look at the areas that seem to be have a lot of, you know, inventory, is the areas that were most affected by the fires. It's the northeast area and the northwest. And, you know, you look at the northwest area, and, you know, for a while I was telling you that we didn't have any, you know, amongst all the price categories, there was not any double-digit, you know, listing inventory. Well, now the Northwest was the first one that broke through, you know, and they're all pretty much affordability, too. If you look at the price points of the double digits, it starts at $500,000 and it goes up to $700,000. There's, you know, 14 properties between $5 and $549, 28 between $550 and $6. 10 between $600 and $650, and then 14, you know, between $650 and $700. So that's kind of good to see. There's 110 total listings available in the northwest area. And then the northeast area, kind of the same thing, you know, they've been a little higher price points, obviously. There's 15 properties available between $550 and $600. There's 14 between $650 and $700. Let's see, between $850 and $912, And then 1,250,000 to 1,500,000, there's 12 also. So these are the only two sections pretty much. Excuse me. Those are the areas pretty much that have the most, you know, double digit listings for their category. Everybody else is still at single levels, single category, or single numbers. There's not a whole lot of properties that when you go through the, you know, the market that have that double digit of quantities. The southeast area, there's one that's between 650 and 7, which is a pretty active price point, it looks like right now. So you know, they're coming on. We'll see. You know, if the market starts cooling, you're going to see more inventory coming on because there's going to be, you know, less people paying these prices. So that's one of the bigger issues. All right. So basically, the when you look at the total listings we have right now, we're just over 1,000. All right, the minimum home price for those 1,000 is about 750. The sales were pretty weak, but like I said, we'll get more sales coming through, you know, during the week, because we're going to get back into the business on Monday. Then we have the holiday coming up, but you'll start seeing more sales posted that maybe will be closing early in the week, or maybe they closed last week and they didn't get a chance to report them. But right now it looks very weak. 429 sales, average days on the market about 48. Minimum home price 673, which is, you know, pretty substantially below what we were doing last month. You know, and it all gets down to scarcity and what's selling. So obviously, the lower the medium home price, that means the activity is below that price, so it's dragging it down. You know, last year at this time, we sold 579 houses, and the medium price point at that point was 600,000. So about 11% increase in the medium over the year. But the sales seem to be dramatically off. Now, we'll see if we get a huge surge in sales, but even if we do, I don't think we're going to get close to that 579 number. So, you know, sales are going to be down, and that has a lot to do when people will be chatting about it, you know, most likely when Robert Digitale does his monthly article on the marketplace about just where we're at, why are the sales down, you know, blah, 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 that kind of good stuff. And because it's pricing. You know, we're going to tell you guys that, you know that. You know, if your price too high, you're going to have less sales. So that's kind of typical. And the interest rates did spike, you know, a little bit. They've up over last year. They're up 0.75 point. So 0.75% or 75 basis points, as they call it. So that's, you know, can make a difference for some folks. But I think a lot of it is people saw the rates go up and maybe they're holding back off. Maybe they think that they're going to come down and they're going to get into that fabled 3% land. Good luck on that one, guys, if you're holding on for that. But they may think that they may come down. I think the Fed is pretty well determined to, you know, get those rates up. So I don't think we're going to be seeing any dramatic downturn in interest rates. So stay tuned for that. But like I said, right now, I mean, the inventory is going up, which is good, because now we have a choice we can make. You know, you can get out there and see more houses. You know, we're still don't have the double digits, you know, that we should have in certain price points. But like I said, really interesting that the Northwest and the Northeast would have the higher inventory. Kind of interesting to note that. And sales, like I said, are pretty, you know, pretty mediocre so far. But we'll, like I said, it's maybe early in the month. We just turned into July, so we'll see if that number gets kicked up a little bit. So if you're looking at property, you know, now is kind of like prime time. So if you're thinking about selling, you know, get your house on the market, price it right, and sell it and get out of Dodge, you know, if that's what you're looking to do. Or if you're looking to, you know, replace your property you lost in the fire, you know, we're constantly having conversations about, you know, what are those people going to do? When are they going to pull the trigger a lot of, you know, I speak to a lot of folks who lost their homes in the fire, and boy, a lot of them are just going, gee, I don't know, you know, if I rebuild the house, it's going to be way too big than I need. The lot I have won't allow me to do, say, a smaller single level home because it could be a sloping lot. You know, so that doesn't work. And then the cost, the numbers they're getting to rebuild some of these properties, you hear, you know, stories from agents, you go, holy Toledo. I mean, they're big time square footages. And I think a lot of people are going, you know, do we really want to do this? But they haven't made up their mind yet. So that's the thing. You know, you kind of wonder, okay, when are they going to pull the trigger? If they're going to start rebuilding, they need to get a foundation in. And they need to come to some sort of an idea. Okay, let's go ahead and pull the trigger. And that means, you know, you're going to see the foundations be put in. Those are the folks that are thinking about maybe starting this year. You get a foundation in, then you can build throughout the winter time. So the thing is that, you know, our winters, you know, usually we get big rain until like December, usually. I mean, it's pretty late when we get rain. But the thing is that those folks have not made up their mind yet. We have a whole bunch of people out there who are still thinking about it. You know, and then the stats I had, like I discussed last week, 80% have yet to decide, and 66% of the fire victims are underinsured. So that could be another thing. So, you know, we're not seeing the lots being sold that much. And, you know, I spoke with some friends last night. We had a rotary event we had. We call it a debunking. We got rid of our president, debunked him out of here. So now we have a new president coming in. But it's a tradition, Joe. Okay. Anyway, but a lot of people were you know, we've lost. I think we had 10 Rotarians in my club lose their houses. And they're all kind of just going, yeah, my square foot's coming into this. And some are okay with it. But some are going, God, they want this to rebuild my house. I'm going, holy Toledo. You know, you want to spend that kind of money? And a lot of people are at the age where, like I said, they're going to either get out of Dodge, you know, move out of here or move down. And, you know, that's why this Briarfield property is a perfect home for a lot of the people who lost their homes in the fire in Fountain Grove. You know, it's single level. It's good size house, 3-car garage, you know, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. And, you know, you can move in and then either maybe redesign it for yourself and do your personal touches, and you're home. You know, you don't got to wait a year down the road to see what your house is going to look like and go through all the hassles. And, you know, it's going to be real tough, especially in Fountain Grove, because those are all custom homes. A lot of those are all custom homes, so they're going to be a different kind of build. So we shall see what goes on with that, but I think you're going to see a lot of people pulling the trigger when they, you know, who knows, in the next 2 or 3 months, because they've got to get those foundations in if they want to start building. Those foundations in Fountain Grove are not going to be easy. They're you know, multi-levels. They're pretty substantial. They're on hillsides. They need big footings, and they're expensive. So good luck for all those folks in Fountain Grove that are rebuilding. And if you want to maybe replace that home without rebuilding, come out and see our Briarfield place today for $1,295,000. So we'll take a break. We're going to come back with a shark alert. We haven't had a shark alert in quite some time. And it gets to cybercrime again, guys. Cybercrime is huge. And, you know, if you're in a real estate transaction, you need to be very aware of it. But there's a scam out there, and these guys got nailed. But we need to nail more of them, okay? So we'll be right back with the Shark Alert. I'm Mike Kelly. You're listening to the Real Estate Hour.
FM News Talk Radio. North County 103.5. South County 94.5. KSRO.
No can do, says Senator Susan Collins of Maine. Can't support any Supreme Court nominee who would overturn Roe v. Wade. That would mean they're an activist judge with no respect for that precedent, says Collins on ABC's This Week.
It has been established as a constitutional right for 45 years and was reaffirmed 26 years ago.
President Trump says he'll announce his pick for the retiring Justice Kennedy's seat Monday, July 9th. Mexicans heading to the polls to choose a president today amid record levels of violence. The front runner is a leftist and former mayor of Mexico City who has pledged to crack down on corruption. A manhunt underway after French police say two commandos dressed in black landed a helicopter at a prison, used a grinding machine to break into a visiting area, grabbed and sprung from custody a convicted murderer who escaped from a French prison before. They spirited him away, used smoke grenades to hide their identities, then abandoned and burned the chopper at another location. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
I'm Stacey James in for Daniel Trucios. Spring-like weather today as highs will reach the upper 70s. Some clouds tonight pushing temps to the low 50s. Monday's skies will be covered in clouds for part of the day with mild temps in the mid-70s. Chillier evening Monday night with temps in the low 50s. Sunny and a little warmer Tuesday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back in the morning. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, and also 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and KSRO.com. Joe, got an update on the fire?
Well, not much of an update, really, but just where it is at. The Napa County Office of Emergency Services just said heavy smoke remains from the Yolo County fire, and it's burning along the Napa County line in the remote area east of Lake Berryessa. So this is a huge fire, and Yolo County does start in Sacramento, but it goes well south. And then what the western border looks to me like it's on Napa and actually the south part of Lake County.
Yeah, it's kind of like Williams where you come up that.
Right,
up
exactly. The, yeah. And we should mention, too, we are still under a red flag warning until 3 o'clock.
Yeah. So windy and warm. So, yeah. Okay, well, we have a little shark alert for you guys. We have had a shark alert quite some time, you know, and Joe. I mean, let him go. Let him free. Here he comes. You got those big pearly whites out there. I'm not hearing. There he goes. Here he comes. Here, oh. Here he comes. Dun, dun, dun. Come on. Where's it? Give me the. Dun, 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 dun. What do you got? What is this? Slow mo? There he goes. Okay.
He sneaks in.
He would, boy. I'm telling you, this guy's slow today. Anyway, so we haven't had a shark alert in quite some time. Now, you've been hearing me talk about wire fraud, you know, and we constantly, you know, alert our clients that, look, the title company's not going to send you an email stating, send me your money. Okay, it's just not going to happen. Now, what happens is this is all involves phishing. That's P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. Thank you. Phishing. And it's basically what's happening is that there are cyber thieves out there that are looking for emails, and they're gathering data, information from your emails, and they can determine that, yes, he must be in a real estate transaction. He's a buyer of a real estate transaction. Let's target this person. They can go back and forth within your email, and they start picking up data like the name of the title company, maybe even an escrow officer, escrow number. And then they send you, okay, because they're monitoring all this stuff, and they can determine that, okay, he's right about at the closing period, so let's send them an email stating, please wire your funds for your transaction to so-and-so. This is your escrow officer, so-and-so. And they give an escrow number, and they even have the name of the company, their logo, and all this kind of stuff on an email. You go, oh, okay, cool. You don't call your agent. You don't call the title company, and you just send it. And luckily, you know, not too many people do that, but they are constantly trying to get you to do it. There's a large real estate company in the Southeast which did a basically kind of a trap with the FBI, where they had they were getting nailed by these folks, and guess where they're in Ghana, Mexico, Nigeria, and the U.S. and this particular ring had already stolen $15 million through various scams, gold buying scams, real estate, credit cards, these kind of things. And they were going after the really big deals. I mean, there was that one couple that we hear about up in Tahoe who were buying a very large and high-end property, and they were told to wire their money, which they did, and then they didn't bother to check with the title company or with their agent, and it was a total scam, and they lost over $1 million. All right, because there is no way you can get it back. Now, if you wire it and then you tell your title company, okay, I'm just confirming I sent you over those funds, and they're going, what did you do? Then hopefully they can stop the wire, and you won't be out your money. But if you do it, and then a week later you go into the title company to sign off, and you said, I've already sent you my money, that money is good as gone, and there's not much you can do about it. You're out that money. So be very careful, especially with your emails, and hopefully you have the right security. But these guys are coming after you, and they look at your emails, they look at a certain amount of activity, keywords they track, obviously real estate, title, escrow, these type of things, and they gather and put together, okay, this family over here or these people at this email address are buying a home, and then they try to get in there and get you. And this one company, I can't pronounce it, it's Cry Like, CRYE-LEIKE. They're a large independent company in the Southeast area, but they were getting all sorts of hits, their clients, and they can monitor it, and their clients were calling them, and they got a hold of the FBI, and I guess they did a sting operation where they nailed some of these guys. But, it's pretty remarkable that they can do this. So when you're in a transaction on real estate, your agent, and, we have even an alert here in the state of California about cybercrime. So you need to be aware of that, because if you're not, it's going to nail you. And, we don't want you to lose your money, all right? So just be careful of that. Be mindful of it. Your escrow officer, will not send you an email saying, send me money. Okay, they will contact you first. Okay, everybody will be contacted, and then you can wire your funds in. Usually we go to the title company, you sign off, and you say, okay, here's the amount you need to wire in. Then you have your wiring instructions, so they know it's going to be coming from this type of thing. That's how you do it. But you don't send it to it before anybody, to the title company before you go to sign off. So just be aware of that. Talk to your agent. Talk to your title officer. If you get an email from anybody, that seems a little fishy, or if you just get a request for any kind of money, I don't care what it is. If they're requesting, I get invoices all the time. Like just phishing invoices. You know, could you please pay this? It's due. And it's I have no idea what it's about. And I refuse to open up the invoice because it could be a link to God knows what, okay? So, you know, just be careful out there. You know, we're all at risk. And they're going to look to ways to get you. So, and especially, you know, God love them. You know, a lot of our seniors, you know, are lonely. They don't have people to talk to. And these guys know that. And I read about that with that 99-year-old man had his savings account just totally tapped dry by these guys that gained his confidence, and he was lonely. And that's a sad thing to see. There's a special place for these guys who do that. So just be mindful of it, especially with our seniors. You know, and if you know of a senior who's living by his or herself, and they're you need to, really adopt them, especially if they're in your neighborhood. We hear this from Adult Protective Services. Be careful, especially if they have a caregiver. I mean, if there's a caregiver involved, just be really mindful of what's going on. Some caregivers are very, very good, but some are just horrible. If you get a caregiver, make sure, or if you know anybody who has a caregiver, make sure they're affiliated with the professional, organization. There's any number of them that we recommend. Senior helpers, we had Marilyn on here for years, and she would come on and talk about it. They're really, really good. And we have other people now, too, that we can help you out with. So just be aware of that, okay? Cybercrime, it's everywhere. And in this particular case, they managed to stop it. So our Shark Alert, He will go away. Back,
it's gone.
It's what?
It's gone.
It's gone.
You want it back?
He's gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. We'll let him go away. Okay.
It takes a while for him to warm up.
It does take
him.
Well, he's got to size you up, and get those pearly whites. Remember the old
His coffee.
Mac the knife, Bobby Darin. If you're my age cohort, you might remember that. But he's got those pearly whites. They're all those big shark teeth. Anyway, so be mindful of, be careful. Okay, so look, if you're a baby boomer, and, we were the largest generation one time. Now we've been eclipsed by the millennials, who have a totally different gig. I mean, I was listening to the news of the day about how candy bars, they're redesigning candy bars. There's a candy bar with Kiwa in it. And there's something wrong with that, Kiwa in a candy bar. I know you're saying, Joe's going, what the hell is Kiwa?
Yeah,
it's a grain, it's like kale. It's like kale candy bars. No, that's something totally wrong about that, I'm sorry, anyway. But that's what they're doing. I mean, it's so funny because, when the boomers came around, everything was like, boomers, yay, give them what they want. Come on, fast cars, all the kind of good stuff like that, And now it's millennials, and, I feel kind of slighted, Joe, because I'm not at the center of attention anymore. We're kind of being shoved off, because we're old and we don't buy as much,
And the next generation is going to be bigger than this one.
No,
that's just the way it works. There's more people.
No, it's not. It's not
kids.
Because we had boomers.
Right.
And then you had the guys in the middle, the Xers, who didn't.
Xers.
Well, yeah, you have the millennials. Yeah, I think they're X, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then boomers, but boomers were the largest generation ever because we came out of World War II. But millennials, are bigger than the boomers.
Right.
So we have that generation in between that is not as big. They're the ones that are kind of sloughed off to the side, and they feel like they totally don't get any respect at all.
Did they get a name?
Yeah, it's Gen. Don't you?
I know. I don't remember. Now.
Search generations. We have forgotten.
Okay, I'll do that.
Do that during the break. We'll come.
This is a big moment.
big moment for Joe. Big discovery.
Generations.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so you have X, you have boomers, and the millennials. I think that's what it is. If anybody knows what the generations are, could you give Joe a call at 636-1350 and say, Joe, come on, this is it. Don't you know that there's that those other ones that never got any respect. So. You got a list there?
Baby boomers, which you mentioned, 46 to 64.
Right.
Generation X,
that's
65
it.
To 76.
Right.
Millennials.
Millennials.
Millennials, or Gen Y, 77 to 95.
Yeah.
And then they got Gen Z, iGen, or Centennials, 96 and later.
That's when they were born, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I know it. So the boomers were the largest generation ever. Now it's eclipsed by the millennials, not the guys in the middle. The Xers are like, get no respect. Nobody cares what they think. You know, it's either boomers or it's millennials. So sorry, you Xers out there. We love you. But you know what? You get no respect. I get no respect. Huh?
That's funny.
You like that? Okay, well, look, we'll take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour. We'll chat about God knows what I have left here. Okay, how much money you guys all have in your houses. We'll talk about that, plus some other stuff. When we return with the Real Estate Hour, if you got a question, 636-1350, right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Santa Rosa City Councilman John Sawyer.
It was a great time to be looking at the future, and then then it all turned around on one weekend.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles, and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market this spring, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders, FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. We have two open houses today. How do we do that? Well, we have the hostess with the mostest. My wife will be acting as a host on one of the properties, and that's the property up on 1560 Briarfield, which is off of Las Olivas Road. She'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock, and that's about 2,700 square feet. Three-car garage, four bedrooms, and two-and-a-half baths. The price is $1,295,000, and I will be at 1120 Hexham, H-E-X-E-M, and I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock. That's 765, 2,300 square foot, three-bedroom, two-bath. Really unique property, big lot, just really, really cool. Come by and see me. I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock. So we seem to have, is that Stephanie?
Stephanie,
good morning, Stephanie.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing great.
I'm glad to hear that.
Clarifying about the generations, I'm afraid I'm a boomer too and got forgotten about. So.
Yeah, I know. We're in the wrong age demographic now. They don't care about us anymore.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Yep. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a question. Speaking of the next generations, my daughter, who went to college and moved back home,
right,
wanted to look into moving out of the house, but stay on the property and have like a trailer or something. Or we were wondering, if she were to do something like that, do you need certain zoning? Or she suggested that I consider moving to have the right zoning where she could do something like that.
Don't you love it? So, Mom, you need to move, Mom, so I can stay home.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly.
What's that
not
about?
Not in the house, but a separate trailer or tiny house or, you know. Whether it's on wheels or not, is it any zoning, or can you do this? Or I'm in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, no, well, it all depends. There's the ADU, which is the accessory dwelling unit,
okay.
And you know they're really you know, really bending over backwards nowadays to get more housing in the city of Santa Rosa. So if there was a time when you really had a, you know, a nice welcoming, you know, feeling from the city of Santa Rosa, it's today. You know, because sure. they really want to get those. And you can do any number of items. I even saw the other day a 3D printing of a house. And they have this incredible machine which uses concrete, and they could build the thing in 10 hours. It was pretty crazy. But there's all sorts of manner of things you could bring onto the property. You can't just bring a trailer on. I mean, it's got to be and you need just check with the city of Santa Rosa, but they're allowing, you know, the, you know, if you have the right lot size, if you can fit it in there, there's any number of things you can do. So I would check with the city. You don't really need to have a particular zoning to do it.
Oh, okay.
You know, so if you have a house and you have, how big is your yard? Is it just standard 5,000-6,000 square feet, or is it bigger?
It's about an acre.
Oh, an acre. Okay, so you got plenty. But and you're actually in the city?
Yes, I think it's zone rural residential.
Yeah, okay, but you're in the city of Santa Rosa.
Yes. Though.
So you must be out in Regan Valley or somewhere out there or somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of county, what they call county islands within the city. You're on city sewer and water?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so it should be a slam dunk for you, really. It's just that I'm sure your daughter has the money to pay for all this, right?
Well,
you need to say anything more, Mom. That laugh just gave it all away. Yeah.
I don't know. She wanted to look into a trailer versus a tiny house versus if there's a permit issue. Do you have to have a foundation or what? And
they're pretty flexible. So I would definitely, you know, call the city Santa Rosa and you know, just ask for the ADU. You want, that's the accessory dwelling unit,
uh-huh.
And they'll tell you what they will allow to do that. Okay. I don't know if like trailers per se would be allowed, but a lot of these tiny houses are basically sitting on a trailer.
Yes.
You know, and they're you know, they're like, gosh, 300 or 400 square feet. So I don't know how much room she needs or how much she wants, but you know, long term for you, you know, if you do put like a 600 or 700 square foot unit on there, that could be also income for you in your later years, my dear. Okay,
but don't you need a particular permit or zoning
not necessarily. Zoning's not a big issue anymore. Okay.
Oh.
That's not a big deal for ADUs. Okay, you know, you can't, like, if you were R4 zoning, then you could actually put a duplex on it or something, or R2 zoning. But now if you're a rural residential and you're in the city of Santa Rosa, you can do an ADU. You just need to contact the city, and they'll give you the parameters. You can just Google it if you want to also, and they'll kind of give you the parameters of it. But the way that they really, really need housing here in Sonoma County, so I think if you went down here and gave them a viable plan, they would probably say, yeah, that's cool. You could do that.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're pretty good. You got city sewer and water. You got an acre. You should be no problem with an ADU.
Is it true all over Sonoma County, like the county is that way too, or is that specific to Santa Rosa?
Well, it's actually more specific to the land use. You got to be very careful. They're all really, really pushing the ADU concept. It's a state mandated, regulation that all cities do have an ADU ordinance. So they're all. So this is a statewide edict. Okay. So they're all getting ready for it. Santa Rosa is pretty good about it, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
great.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for calling. And appreciate it. Thanks for
happy
listening.
Happy Independence Day.
You too. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. That of course the daughter. I like that. So Mom, could you move so I could stay home? That's kind of cute. Anyway, but ADUs, and she's on an acre with city sewer and water. If you're set up with that, you know, an ADU, it just all depends how much money you want to spend and what they will allow. You know, the thing we need now is there are really some really cool alternative buildings that you can, you know, buy that will fit on your property very easily that come as a component. They're built off-site. They come in, they put a foundation down, boom, they pop them in there. But they're, you know, you're going to be spending some money. You're going to be spending $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 for one of these things. So you got to be careful. So we have Colleen from Grayton. All these calls all of a sudden. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning.
How are things in Grayton? My wife was raised in Grayton.
Oh, they're sunny.
Sunny. Okay.
I could have said great, but, you know.
Why not?
They're always great in Grayton, huh?
You got it. What's up?
Well, I appreciate the previous caller's question and getting our minds wrapped around ADUs and how many ways they can look.
Right.
And when I was in high school, instead of taking home ec, I took shop, and we built a corner of a tiny house.
Ah, good for you. Good for you.
This was a very long time ago.
Yeah.
So I would like to see our workforce get trained in high school and at the JC, and particularly because we know so much about green building and reclaimed wood and
yep.
how much burnout reclaimed wood could be used, because I know when things are charred, it makes it naturally anti-mold. So how can we get super creative? And for people like me that would like a situation where it is a house on wheels that could be moved as an ADU, so we have a lease-to-own situation instead of just rent, you know, getting burned up every time. If we get the lenders involved and we create, you know, tiny home programs, loans, tiny house building where it's more than just Habitat for Humanity, you know, it's just a shame that the county's plan of the tiny homes for the vets on their land didn't happen. How can a homeowner help get money for a while you have this lease-to-own person on your property? And then by the time you're in a better situation that maybe you could purchase a little piece of raw land, land that you can live sustainably with, you know, creating a situation that's off the grid but within the county or within the city. And then where you have hookups, you know, little slices of land where you have your garden and you can keep all your expenses down when you're building the home, then you learn how to repair the home. So, in using the workforce that's in training with the high schoolers and the junior colleges and any other type of training that can be created, then you've got a skill that you can take anywhere with your tiny home. So, it's a big economic development and smart use of the land.
Yeah.
So that's my first comment. I got a second one after.
Okay, you got to hurry up here because we're going to run out of time.
Okay. All right, so my comment before you comment is for your industry, if you could be a leader and help influence them, we have so much violence in our country. When you use that phrase, pull the trigger, on someone deciding to sell, it hurts my heart just to hear that. So could you find a different way to say it that's more positive and doesn't involve guns and violence?
Sure. No problem. So thanks for calling in. Those are great thoughts, you know, and I use phrases sometimes, which, you know, I've used for years, but we can certainly understand the sensitivity to that. But the little houses is an interesting concept. It's something we will delve in more in the future, because right now I think the county and the cities are really looking to train people to build. We have lacked those people that are in the shop and shop skills and those kind of things. But I think the North Coast Builders Exchange is really, really bringing in more people for construction. So come by and see me today. Two open houses, okay? The one on 1120 Hexham, that's 765. I'll be there 1 to 4. Then 1560 Briarfield Place, $1,295,000 up in... Wow.
Sorry.
Up in the Brush Creek area. Okay, you take Brush Creek to Los Olivos to Briarfield. So hopefully I'll see you then. This is Mike Kelly. It's been the Real Estate Hour. I'll see you next Sunday. Happy 4th of July.
I was going to say that, too, and behave yourself with the fireworks.
Yes, please. Don't even use any fireworks this year. We'll see you next Sunday. This has been the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.